Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. So it's the start of a new year, and that, of course, means piles of predictions about everything from what the hot new computer technology will be for the year to what color will be fashionable in new appliances. But one set of predictions we don't often see is predictions about how these swell new things might affect our everyday lives, not only this year, but for years to come. Usually, we're not too eager to make predictions here at the Electronic Cottage, but since no one else seems to be making predictions of this type, here goes. We'll check back next December to see how we did. Most of us realize, if we think about it for more than a moment, that we're increasingly living in glass houses, that our actions and how we live our lives is increasingly visible in today's electronic world, whether we like it or not. If we buy gas, shop in a store, cash a check, or any of dozens of other everyday activities, we're recorded. If we surf the web, unless we go out of our way to keep a low profile, our interests and concerns are recorded. If we use an e-reader, we're showing how we go through books and even how long it takes us to read a page, where we left off, and how long it is until we return to that book again. If we go out to get our oil changed or exercise at a health club, we're leaving a trail of where we've been. And of course, if we make phone calls, particularly on cell phones, it's very likely that we're broadcasting where we are right now. None of this is much of a prediction. It's just observation. The prediction is that this kind of constantly monitored existence will become even more widespread over the coming years. And even that's not much of a prediction, since it's clearly going on already. None of this is news to listeners to this program. It may be news to realize that things like face recognition software will become so ubiquitous in the coming year that the cameras that are recording us, with the appropriate software added, will also be able to identify us. Or that a person with a cell phone will be able to snap a photo of something and immediately and automatically search for information about that object on the internet. And it may also be news that the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, has started a project called The Mind's Eye, which will begin this year and whose goal is, in the words of DARPA itself, quote, to develop in machines a capability that exists only in animals, visual intelligence, end quote. Put in somewhat different terms, the goal is to enable computers to watch and to interpret and to report what they're watching and perhaps to decipher what it means. On the one hand, all of this constant watching can be very convenient for some purposes. Taking a shot of the Washington Monument while on vacation using your smartphone and automatically getting the history of its construction, the name of the architect, how high it is, and so on and so forth, is a very handy thing. Even having watching systems that remind a nurse to wash her hands before leaving a sick patient's room, if the nurse happens to forget, while perhaps a bit creepy, could also be a useful application. But here's a prediction we don't often hear much about. All of this ubiquitous watching technology is going to affect how we live our lives as individual human beings, how we organize our society, and perhaps how we decide to interpret or even amend our Constitution. Do you think that you behave differently if someone is watching what you do? Don't even bother to think about it. There's reams of research to demonstrate that everyone does. But would you change what you look for if you knew others could easily find out what you're reading? Would you decide not to try to get information on a certain topic if you knew that your inquiry could become public? Would you choose, for example, not to seek out information about a type of cancer that ran in your family for fear that it might come to the attention of your insurance company or your employer? And what about our children? If they grow up taking for granted that their every move will be watched and recorded, that personal privacy is non-existent, and that, of course, it's perfectly natural to carry an RFID tag so that their whereabouts in school and beyond can be monitored all day, how might that affect how they decide to live their lives, or even what they think the nature of life in a society is? The answer to these questions are not yet clear. and there's still an opportunity for us as a culture and as a society to decide. And here's a second prediction. If we choose not to actively decide what kind of world we want to live in technologically and want our children to live in, the no-action default will be a world that is a surveillance society. It may be that such a world is what most people will be comfortable living in, and if that's a conscious choice, then that's the choice. The difficulty arises when there is no conscious choice involved, and we wake up one day to a world that we did not decide to live in. All right, how about some specific technology predictions? A fair point. Those are easy. Tablets will be everywhere next year, the internet will become more and more regulated by governments, net neutrality will exist in name only, desktop computers will continue to fade away, and Facebook will become as big a factor in most people's lives as Google is today. None of which affects the prediction that technology will change the way we live, and that if we don't decide what we want technology to do for us, technology will decide what we wind up doing. So, Happy New Year, and if you feel so inclined, let us know what you think of these predictions, or add your own. Send a note to info@weru.org and put electronic cottage in the subject line. You'll be sure to get a response, either through email or right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.